ahead of the 9/11 anniversary Monday, I asked Tom Bossert, Homeland Security Advisor, what were the nation's vulnerabilities, particularly at this time?
On Monday, we're seeing an anniversary, 9/11, and the nation right now is seeing a lot of vulnerabilities, speaking of what we said. What is the threat level, and what is this administration doing as it relates to moving into this tragic anniversary, remembering this tragic anniversary?
I was kind of personally motivated into service on that day, and that's why I've come back to service here again. The counterterrorism mission is the one I take the most seriously. And President Trump will, as presidents before him and since 9/11, receive a comprehensive picture of the terrorist threat environment and what we're doing to counter it from his senior officials on 9/11. Or I think on Monday we'll do this. We'll get the timing of that to you, and we'll give you a readout. He'll do that. That's a practice that we've started since 9/11. Presidents Bush and Obama maintained that practice. President Trump intends to do the same. And then I'll let the team announce his planned event for, or schedule of events for, attending any ceremonies and paying some respects. But for the most part, I'd encourage the administration, who will, I'm sure, fan out and give appropriate speeches, to show some solemnity that day and not talk too much about policy. It's a day of remembrance and respect.
What's the threat level right now as we go into 9/11 and with the vulnerabilities that we are seeing throughout this nation?
Yeah, no terrorist should view us as vulnerable right now, farthest thing from the truth. Okay. Second, there is no actionable, credible threat to the United States right now. We run those regular risk posture meetings here at the White House, and we bring together the entirety of the intelligence community when we do so. There is no current, credible, actionable threat, terrorist threat against the homeland, but we will continue to track that. And if we learn of such a thing, we communicate it to our law enforcement authorities and to the public as soon as we learn of it.
April Ryan, AURN News.